Now, a mother facing deportation is overwhelmed that almost 10,000 people have signed a petition calling for her and her family to be able to stay in New Zealand. The Shitkovas, who own popular restaurant La Vista in Auckland's St Heliers, arrived in New Zealand 6 years ago on a long-term business visa. They're devastated that Immigration New Zealand has declined them residency. They're being told to sell their business and to be ready to leave the country by July. We can speak now with Natalia Shitkova. She's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. But I guess more importantly, how are you? Just looking at the petition now, it's heading towards the 10,000 mark. 9,702 people have signed that petition. Why do you think people are doing that?
Firstly, I'm humble. I'm really humble. But I think the amount of support we received from the local signifies that our story resonates with Kiwis and they find it unjust.
Okay. So are you confident then that this sort of pressure will help reverse the decision?
I can't say I'm confident, and I don't know how the system deal with this kind of feedback from the society. We try to do our best, and we try to explain and show that we deserve this amount of support, and we deserve to stay in the country.
So there's this petition, but are you also appealing directly to the immigration minister for him to step in?
Yes, we prepared the letter to the immigration minister, and we explain all situation we are in at this moment. We explain we provide all information what we achieved in, you know, making business in New Zealand, and what is it, you know, just a human situation in Ukraine at this moment, and we just will wait for his answer.
Are you worried that the petition and also the intervention of David Seymour, the MP, is that turning your case and your life into a bit of a political football?
It's a difficult question. From the people around, from the David Seymour MP, I see like it's a general reaction of Kiwis who want to help and who want to, you know, to do something for me, to help me in my situation. I can't say that it could be a political football. I see the genuine reaction from people around. Genuine reaction, yeah.
So you may, if this continues as it is now, you may have to leave the country and return to Ukraine in July. What is that prospect like for your family?
For me and for my family, it will be like we come back to the absolutely empty place, and we have to build everything from the bottom line, from the bottom, and it's gonna be a disaster for me and for my family, because the country is in a war conditions at this moment, and we left absolutely different country. Now it's the situation is absolutely turned around, and it's not safe place. It's not a good place to live. And I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
Natalia Shitkova, thank you very much for your time and for joining us on Morning Report. She is the owner of La Vista in Auckland, St Heliers, and there has been a petition calling for her and her family to be able to stay in New Zealand. It's heading towards 10,000 signatures on that.